Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello. Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. In today's edition, we're going to present daily news first, and after the musical break, we'll be back with a talk about Mongolian National Diwaling, or Mongolgiri, which was inscribed in 2013 on UNESCO's World Representative List of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity. So stay tuned. Here is the news. Cultural and creative industry being supported by government policy. An exhibition was opened by those in the creative industry at the Mongolian National Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Prime Minister Oyun Irtin became acquainted with the exhibition and held a meeting with representatives of small and medium-sized enterprises and service providers. During the exhibition, the organizers checked all participants for their COVID-19 vaccination alongside creating the opportunity for people to be involved in an additional third shot of the vaccine at the venue. Prime Minister Oyun Irtin said, "Starting from November 1st, art, culture and sports events have been permitted to be organized with 50% capacity. The government currently aims to downgrade the current level of restrictions from orange to yellow if 50% of the target population receives the additional dose of COVID-19 vaccines. The government of Mongolia announced that the creative industry will be developed as one of the leading sectors for growing the country's economy, providing support through policy. Thus, in connection, the exhibition was co-organized by the Ministry of Culture, Governor's Office of the Capital City, and the Center for the Support of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises of the Capital City. Some 300 products and works of 100 entities in the creative industry were presented during the exhibition. As of today, there are 906,000 workers employed at 62,000 small medium-sized enterprises in Mongolia. Ministry of Foreign Affairs begins official visit to Qatar. Ministry of Foreign Affairs begins her official visit to Qatar on November 8th. On the first day of the visit, Ministry of Foreign Affairs Batzig held official talks with the Deputy Prime Minister and Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman, and also met with Qatar's State Minister for Foreign Affairs, first Vice Chairman of Qatar Chamber of the Commerce and Industry, and also exchanged views on the bilateral relations and cooperation in detail. During the official talks, the foreign ministers assessed the current state of bilateral relations and cooperation, and exchanged views on opportunities to develop cooperation in sectors such as agriculture, tourism, education, oil, defense, and energy. Furthermore, discussions were held on topics such as meat and meat products to be exported to Qatar, training specialists for the oil industry, and the funding of a kindergarten to be built with the assistance of Qatar. The sides reaffirmed their readiness to cooperate in all possible fields to develop bilateral relations and cooperation. Within the framework of her official visit to the Qatar, Mongolian Ministry of Foreign Affairs met with Qatar's State Minister for Foreign Affairs to discuss some issues facing to the relations and cooperation, and also exchange views on planned visits and measures to be implemented in the near future. Preparations being carried out for direct flights between Mongolia and the U.S. A meeting took place at the Civil Aviation Authority of Mongolia to exchange information in the framework of the preparations being carried out to launch direct flights between Mongolia and the United States. The Civil Aviation Authority of Mongolia is currently carrying out preparatory works to establish the corresponding agreement for creating the necessary regulations for flights between Mongolia and the U.S. During the meeting, MIATR MIATA representatives introduced the progress and implementation of the works being carried out by the company, a comparative study on using the Boeing 787 aircraft for long-distance flights, profits, and the latest updates on other operations. The Aviation Safety Oversight and Regulation Department of Civil Aviation Authority of Mongolia also introduced the works being implemented to meet the requirements for the International Aviation Safety Assessment Program, and noted the necessity to make changes to some of the corresponding legislation and regulations in Mongolia. As certain matters such as organizational structure, finances, capacity of personnel are considered crucial in the inspection, authorities of the two organizations also exchanged views on ways to cooperate in the near future. Products of Mongolian businesses showcased at Bazaar Berlin. Mongolian Information and the Trade Promotion Center in Berlin, Germany, took part in the Bazaar Berlin International Fair, representing Mongolian businesses and selling the products of Mongolian business clusters. Around 500 producers from over 60 countries showcased their products at the trade fair for handcrafts, design, natural products, and goods that takes place every November. Mongolian export clusters promote their products through the Mongolian Green Labels e-commerce platform during the exhibition that wrapped up on November 7. National Forest Reform taking place. Some public and private partnerships, forestation and reforestation and desertification and land degradation, and also the introduction of agroforestry are being discussed at the forum. The Ministry of Environment and Tourism is organizing under the auspices of the President of Mongolia on November 8 to 15. At the forum, researchers, private and public sector representatives and specialists from all 21 provinces are discussing how to successfully implement the Billion Trees National Campaign, as well as research-based approaches to mitigate climate change and desertification. The Billion Trees Campaign, which has been launched nationwide at the initiative of the President of Mongolia to fight against desertification and land degradation in Mongolia, has moved to the center of attention of other countries as it has great significance not only nationally, but also regionally and internationally. All the stakeholders in the forestry sector, including government organizations, associations, and non-governmental organizations, will take part in the forum's thematic meetings to carry out the Billion Trees campaign, launch a nationwide action against the desertification and land degradation, and coordinate cross-sector efforts. Minister of Environment and Tourism Ortnasan emphasized that the event aims at bringing legal reform to the forestry sector, ensuring sustainable forest management, having all stakeholders involved, finding solutions for better policy, and further implementing the decisions and recommendations made through discussions. So that's all for today's daily news, and after the musical break, we'll be back with a talk about Mongolian national diwali called Mongol Gear.
Зуний наму удишиг уручин ямар бүлэн бэ Зулцон ахиалах цэцэг шиг Бид хүчин ямар зулэн бэ Гарнаш чин би ахагта Хайр ямар дуланыг мэдэсэ Гансун чамаг санахта Хайрин сахан дитэсэ Үнсгэч шин зүрэг чичирхийч Өөрчин хайртай гэдэрхийч Өөр хаж байхгүй яруу хайрыг Надад мэдрүүлч Ганцхан чамайгэл бодох юм Зүрэхэнд хайр хару морох юм Хайрыг би ганцхан чамаас лодох юм Тосочек, харчин уснас тунглахан, зитгэлийг минь доглуулам, духодачин ойрхан, сэнжин үсгийг намрахан, салхинд үсчин доглуулам, зитгэлийг минь булахан, харчин намайг доглуулам, үнсгэч Зүрэг чичирхийч Өөрчин хайртай гэлэрхийч Өөр хаж байхгүй яруу хайрыг Надад мэдрүүлч Ганцхан чамайгэл бодох юм Зүрэхэнд хайр гармун орох юм Хайрыг би ганцхан чамаас лодох юм
Бичлэхээ гараа сатхад хайсаа цявхуд бэлэн Энэ чинэмэн дууруулыг л хамгийн зөөлэн гэж хэлэн Энэ хорвогийн хамгийн агуу гайр чинэмэн нэнгэртэн Орсох учир цагаахан юм да түнэмэн сэтгэлэн Нүстэсэн үмэртэн яг лайклүн цицэгсэн үнээ Үхөртэн үдэйчэн хад цайгал сутрын үнэг сүдэ Дурбула мишэ хэдчэн яг сэтгэл гэг үдэг нар Чимминий цорига
Өөрчин хайртай гэлэрхийч Өөр хаж байхгүй яруу хайрыг Надад мэдрүүлч Ганцхан чамайгэл бодох юм Зүрхэнд хайр харуул орох юм Хайрыг би ганцхан чамаас лодох юм Үсгэчин зүрх чичирхийч Өөрчин хайртай гэлэрхийч Өөр хаж байхгүй яруу хайрыг Надад мэдрүүлч Ганцхан чамайгэл бодох юм Зүрхэнд хайр харуул орох юм Хайрыг би ганцхан чамаас лодох юм
Welcome back to the Voice of Mongolia in English. We're prepared to talk about Mongolian National Diwali or Mongol Gear, which was inscribed in 2013 on UNESCO's World Representative List of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity. Mongolia National Development Gear that withstood over many centuries was created especially for Mongolian environment with the extreme weather and for Mongolian nomadic lifestyle. For thousands of years, nomadic herders of Mongolia roamed across the countryside from season to season. In the country where pasture always was and still is a public domain, the herders moved freely to the best locations for this season. With this lifestyle of freedom of movement and pastoral animal husbandry, there was invented a national development called the Mongol Gear. It has a cylindrical shape, domed structures with a wooden framework covered with canvas and felt, tightened with ropes. The gear is portable, stable, comfortable, secure, and resilient during natural disasters. The site is furnished with light, portable furniture and a centrally placed stove. The Mongolian gear has two key components: the wooden framework and the felt cover. The wooden parts are the walls, the long poles, the round-shaped smoke escape and its supports. Layers of felt are then laid on the wooden framework of the gear, which resembles an open umbrella. The top of the gear has a felt flap that can be drawn over the roof when the weather is bad and at night time. The door of the gear always faces south towards the sun. The number of walls and the poles determines the size of the gear. Most of gears have five walls, which make a living area of 16 to 18 square meters. In the center of the gear is the heart, which has a special meaning for Mongolians. The heart is the center of the gear and divides the gear space into three conventional areas, the male and female quarters and the hammer. The hammer is the most honored place and is by the northern wall opposite the door. Pieces of furniture, usually two wooden chests, painted bright orange, are also placed in the hammer. When guests visit the gear, the hosts usually sit on the eastern side of the hammer and the guests on the western side. The smoke escape is the only opening on top of the gear, through which a light penetrates the gear. A hair rope, chaktak, is fastened to the smoke escape, from which a weight stabilizing the gear is suspended during strong winds. The traditional craftsmanship of the Mongol gear was inscribed on UNESCO's World Representative List of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity in the December of 2013. The traditional craftsmanship and the customs of the Mongol gear represents a unique heritage contribution to the World Heritage Funds. The Mongolian gear is usually a product of multiple individuals. There are specialized craftsmen for various parts of the gear. For example, some craftsmen specialize in making the matching wood parts of the gear, while the others specialize in painting and ornamental carving of the gear elements and gear furniture. Others specialize in the cutting, sewing, stitching of covers, wall curtain, and floorings. And some specialize in making large, overly ornamental, festivity gears only. The main craftsmen of the gear are those who do the gear's wooden parts. They work according to traditional methods and technology, meticulously crafting the wooden elements to precisely fit the others. The most time-consuming part of the work is making the ton or top of the gear and the lattice walls of the gear. The craftsmen select the wood very carefully, using water and fire to add flexibility to the wall. They employ only the best quality leather to hold the lattice together. The tradition of craftsmanship of the Mongol gear evolved slowly, but its main features are the same all over the country. These features include wooden structures painted and embellished with a traditional Mongolian ornamentation, covers made of white felt and white canvas, ropes made of animal hair, flooring and carpet made of hand-sewn felt, and also furniture located inside the gear according to the customs, such as the kitchen area should be in southeastern side of the gear. Smaller changes in crafting occur in different regions depending on local tradition or local craftsman's heritage. The main way of teaching gear craftsmanship to the younger generation is through mentoring by the senior craftsmen. Gear dismantling and assembling is always a family operation where children learn through watching the elders. Cutting sheep wool, thickening the wool, making felt, doing ropes, stitching canvas, and preparing woodworks are usually a community endeavor in nomadic areas. Everyone in the neighborhood is invited to participate in these activities. Children and youths are attracted to gear-making works at an early age, and the best of these young participants often work as assistants to local gear craftsmen for some time. With the increasing urbanization, the traditional craftsmen of the Mongol gear needs to be safeguarded and promoted. The government of Mongolia is implementing UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage safeguarding concepts and conventions by developing National Representative List Intangible Cultural Heritage, National List of Intangible Cultural Heritage in Need of Urgent Safeguarding, and the List of Highly Skilled Bearers of Intangible Cultural Heritage. Craftsmanship of Mongolian gear and its associated customs was inscribed in the National Representative List of Intangible Cultural Heritage in 2011. The Ministry of Education and Science is promoting activities to publicize and spread the best practices of gear craftsmanship, identify and select bearers of the element to issue a prize, protect knowledge and skills of the selected craftsmen, and also promote their initiatives and practices which contribute to national sustainable development. Here end this edition of The Voice of Mongolia in English. You heard a talk about Mongolian National Diwali or the Mongol gear. Thank you for staying with us for this half an hour. Have a good day and goodbye. Элигэн нутагтайн хүн холбоотой Эртнээс үлсэн Монгол гэрэмээ
цагаан юс гэдэгтэй бид өөрийн ах өдөртэй гэр түүс нүдэж ирсэн ёс ташид мөх тэнгэрээс энэ Монголын уусагаар бол онцайгийн түүхийг хэлгээ уучлаарай дуутаа уян контотон ин талтэ утаан үсэнэ хүч Монгол гэр байдаг бидэн дүрсэж ясан сойд би хатны соёл хэрэггүй энэ газар модхийн эсэр бол миний Монголын ирээдүй
хийний чотос иду хэнсэр
өнгөд дэлхий өрийн бүхий тасгал хамтас өгдөн мөрдий хитэн зууны дэртэйгээс нь хурдан хүлгий бичээрээс нь өрөн удам талын эзэд болоод эзэгний хин төрсөн бүгдээдэс батарлы гэрчүүдийн үлгийн утаг тэнгэрлэг заяа бүхүүх тэнгэрийн хаяа бүх Монгол гэр минь миний Монгол чи мөн би мөн би бүгдээ чигсэн Монгол
дээрэн хуйлрах тахмутаг зэрэглээ Мирлзах Монгол гэрүүд Дарааж тавьсан дан шиг Алдаа сайрах гэрүүд Кэмийч ортлох чидүүд Гэнцээр ханган Монгол гэрэмэ Эвтний үйээр султамж тавтай
сахал болон таван цагаан гэрүүд талын төртө хололоо дараа нь дансан шагаа шиг адуу мас өргөн болсон бүгд дэцэн сүгэлсэн яг хахас болон
дами мэд болон хөдөн гасахал болон таван цагаан гэрүүд талын төртө хололоо дараа нь дансан шагаа шиг адуу мас өргөн болсон бүгд дэцэн сүгэлсэн бүсэл та хабалах болон
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Baishteh!